This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello there, and welcome to the Riddle Kingdom. The Riddle Kingdom has experienced many years of peace and good clean fun, thanks to the Lord of Beeps. With his magic and diligent ear, he was able to beep every f**k and s**t said round the kingdom. Every dirty word said or thought would get gracefully caught by the Lord of Beeps. Like the guy in the control room at the Oscars who's watching things 5 minutes before we do. He was beloved and a hero to young and old. Just like the guy in the Oscars control room. May you live forever, Lord of Beeps. May you live forever!
Lords and ladies of the distinguished Finger F*** Tavern, please gather around for a song of the greatest hero in all the land. F*** my life, here we go. Bang your mugs on the table, folks.
Oh, the Lord of Beeps is a noble man, keeping order from chaos throughout the land. With the guiding light of his gentle hand, keeps the worst of us at bay. He knows of the demons we keep therein, and he purges the words that are worse than sins. And we wrote this chorus to honor him, full of words that we can't say. So we'll toast his in the church with a and a tentacle. So their man and their in the leftist communist. So we'll and slap my snatch with a hairy rock.
And all fuck. Ooh. I mean, what? What the fuck? What? I mean, fuck! I can fucking swear! Oh, Mother of God, kiss on the cross! What the fuck is happening?
The Lord of Beeps made his home in Ridhaven, where the castle at the center was surrounded by a quaint village. Ridhaven is narrow dirt roads lined with thatched roof cottages and small fields of crops. You can hear the sound of animals in the distance and the clucking of chickens in the yard. The village is surrounded by a wooden wall with a tall gatehouse that serves as its main entrance. Guards stand watch, keeping an eye out for any trouble. Beyond the wall, you can see the fields and forests that surround the village, with smoke rising from the peasants' chimneys and clouds rolling by quickly in the bright blue sky. Shepherds wander the hills, roaming after rogue sheep. We open midday at the bustling market square. Vendors are shouting their wares, and villagers are haggling over the price of goods. The smell of fresh bread and roasted meats wafts through the air. A blacksmith hammers away at a piece of metal while children run around chasing each other. We see a knight on a horse throw a gold coin into a cup in front of a lute player. We can't make out his face at first because it feels like we are looking into the sun. Sir Stoneheart the Cool is a tall, broad-shouldered knight with chiseled features and piercing blue eyes. His blonde hair falls in gentle waves around his face, and his armor gleams in the sunlight. He was known not only for his impressive physical strength, but also for being chivalrous, honorable, and a sucker for puns. He is also very, very cool. And he's riding a white horse, and that horse's name is Friday. Adel, you are Sir Stoneheart.
Who, me? Aha! Away, Friday! Back away from this lute player.
Friday is being pulled by Sir Stoneheart's squire, Artemis Scruff, that Stoneheart affectionately just calls Scruff. Scruff has black, unkempt hair and a perpetually unshaven face. He looks disheveled, and his recent growth spurt has made his clothes two sizes too small. He's a teen, so his problem with authority makes him being a squire to a powerful knight very difficult at times. He's been labeled as angsty and defiant and a little sh**. His highest aspiration is to be taken seriously / and or become super famous. JPC, this is you.
Come on, you stupid horse. Come on. You think you're better than people just because you get to sleep in the nice bed and I gotta sleep in the barn? Come on.
Careful not to rough her up too bad. That's My Girl Friday and TGIF, because if I was riding Thursday, I'd be closer to the ground. Scruff, what do you think of my new armor? It's completely made of mother of pearl. Catches the sun, don't you think?
It's way heavier. I'll say that it's way heavier. And yes, that's not a complaint. Please don't write that down, because it's not a complaint. I'm not complaining about the armor being heavier. It's just it is heavier. You understand it is heavier.
Well, that's to make you stronger, my boy. You are still a teenager. The marks of pock are still upon your face.
Stop,
you have
stop touching my face.
Such bad acne.
You can't wipe acne off of someone's face. The oil from your fingers is making it worse. Stop.
Sure. And that's coming from a knight. I mean, when I take off my helm, I have blackheads galore, but I pop them in the night while looking into my armor.
You know what? This is, again, I'm not complaining, but nobody likes when beautiful people give them advice on skincare, okay? That sucks. It just it always sucks to hear.
Teeth catch the sun. Teeth catch fire.
Oh, hold on. I'll get your teeth fan. Opens up my fan bag, leaves through a bunch of novelty fans, takes out the teeth fan. It's like a tiny little fan, like it's like dentures. They clack together.
That's better. Scruff, when will you learn that you cannot speak to anyone and everyone as if they're your enemy? One day you'll have to trust someone. One day you'll have to make your own way in the world without my protection. I've killed, what, 32, 33 men that you've either slept with their wives or slept with their daughters or kicked their dogs or stolen from their pockets or...
But look, first of all, it was mostly pocket stealing, okay? I don't want to get into this thing. I'm not some Lothario around town of, you know, sleeping with people's dogs or whatever.
That's fair.
Or what you said. I don't remember what you said.
No. I know the truth, but we're in public, so I'll maintain your image. Scruff, when will you ever use the sword I got you? Remember I got you? I had forged for you in the castle depths, Belly Itcher?
I lost
Belly
it.
Itcher, your sword.
I lost it.
This is
just the hilt.
Itcher?
I just glued the hilt onto this scabbard. The sword part I lost.
Scruff, scruff, scruff.
Here's what happened. I was cooking your dinner, and I think what I did was I put the sword down on the stove, and the stove was too hot, and I think that the sword part melted away.
I ate liquid sword?
Over weeks.
The sound of a bell being swung by the town crier in the square cut through their conversation like a knife or an old lost sword. A short man dressed in purple medieval garb stood atop a wooden platform at the center of the square. He rang his brass bell with desperation.
Excuse me. It is with a heavy heart that I have to announce to you that the Lord of Beeps is dead. It appears he has been murdered. The queen has implored the kingdom to not panic and to not use any of this to say naughty things. We will reach out to you with news as it rolls in.
The King of Beeps dead? There's no fucking way.
That can't be true. That's a blast-ass lie.
Where I be cocksnabbled.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, fuck. But.
Oh, no. I'm cum-twiggered.
Oh, that's a little bit of a dirty dingus, don't you think?
Rubble,
bitch.
So Stoneheart, did you hear? Did you hear the news? Just now. So Stoneheart, did you hear the news?
I did.
They could be looking for a new Lord of Bleeps. So Stoneheart, please, would you write me a letter of recommendation? Oh, I think I could crush that job. I think I could do it so well.
Oh, I don't think you're ready. You're a teenager, Scruff. I mean, egads, can you even bleep my thoughts?
I wish I could have blepped the E word that you just dropped. So Stoneheart, just because he's dead don't mean you're going to start acting like a ruffian.
Oh no, I've disrespected the gads.
You're supposed to be the best of us, so Stoneheart. You're like the Harvey Dent of, you know, Ridhaven or whatever, wherever we live.
Ridhaven, yes. Yes, and nary a Harvey Dent in my armor. Scruff, between the two of us, we shall figure out this situation. I don't know if you're...
Who? Who is? Ready? Oh.
Huh?
I thought you were saying there was a person between the two of us and we're standing so close.
Excuse me?
There is a person!
Excuse me? Stoneheart pulls on armor. Excuse me, Stoneheart, sir.
You're stretching out my armor. Please, don't.
You're the bravest knight in all the land, sir.
Who, me? Smiles wide, teeth catch the sunlight, catches on fire.
A hawk in the sky catches on fire, reflected from the teeth. A hawk falls out of the sky, burns.
It lands in someone's plate, fully cooked, and they just start eating it.
Roasted hawk? Oh, goody.
Dinner served, just another meal provided by Sir Stoneheart. What, good child, what do you need of me?
Me and the other children. We were wondering if maybe you would solve the Lord of Beep's murder, sir. Oh, you must. Yes, you must, please. We won't feel safe until the murderer is apprehended, sir.
Okay. When you say other children, and we heard from those children, you took off your hat and put on a few other hats and then talked slightly differently?
The rest are of you... them are nervous.
Gestures to a bunch of kids who don't like public speaking or talking to adults.
Okay.
The other ones, they're nervous. They had me come over here and represent the children of the town. Please, Mr. Stoneheart and Mr. Scruff agree to solve the murder.
Oh, well, do you children... We all know children are the messengers of the streets. Do you children have any leads or any information that we might use to start our...
Perhaps a song. Perhaps a choreographed dance number that you've put together that could kind of lead us to the right... I'm just spitballing here.
No, that's great. Maybe a song of Squire and Ice.
When I said song, that child in the back, his eyes got real bright. You there, boy in the back.
Yeah?
Did you have a song?
Do you have a song?
Oh, I guess so. Well, I...
And then for time, we have to cut this, but it's a 12-minute song that takes place in the town center. There's lots of dance breaks. Sir Stoneheart sings. Scruff gets a high note at the end. But we recorded all of it. We just cut it for time.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Funny you should say that, though, to answer your previous question. You should go to talk to the town doctor, sir, and Mr. Scruff. She's my mother, sir, and I think she'll know what to do.
The apothecary was the mother? Egad, Scruff, did you hear that?
Wait, how could that be? How could the apothecary be the mother if you're a child? Wait, never mind. No, hold on, never mind. Yeah, you're right. That's the normal way. It's normal.
Wait, didn't your father die in a cart accident?
Yes.
Yeah? Why are you bringing that up? Oh.
Oh, both of you.
Oh, both. We have similar trauma.
Get off of me. Stop.
Oh, sorry.
Why does everyone think it's just okay to touch my face?
Sorry.
Is it something about my face?
Scruff and Sir Stoneheart make their way to the town's doctor's office, a few streets over. The sign outside of the store has the following burned into wood. Town doctor and apothecary. But, like, we sort of feel bad for even saying doctor, you know? Like, there's only so much we can do in this day and age. Like, we'll try leeches, and we'll try rubbing dirt on it, but mostly we are probably just going to be a friendly face to stand next to while you die. Walk-ins welcomed.
Oh, Sir Stoneheart, let me try practicing my reading. How'd I do?
You nailed it.
The inside was dimly lit with clutter, surgical tools, and books. The Lord of Beeps lay dead on the table in the center of the room. The doctor in a long navy cloak looks solemn and concerned, and she leans against the table in defeat.
And now, Scruff, when we talk to the doctor, please know, if you ask about your acne, if you ask about any issue, your STDs from the dogs,
She will prescribe bloodletting, so be careful. Bloodletting is all she prescribes. Excuse me, Mother Doctor?
Yes, can you fucking believe this? What can I do for you, gentlemen? I can answer any of your questions, obviously, if you answer my riddle first. You know the law in Redhaven.
Yes, of course.
Why did the rooster go to the doctor?
Because.
I like it, and so I'll give it to you, but he had the cock-a-doodle flu.
Oh, a terrible STD, the cock-a-doodle flu.
Mm-hmm. We just call that bird flu.
Yeah, yes. My solution to that is always bloodletting. What can I do for you?
We see that the Lord of Beeps is unfortunately dead upon your table, and it looks like you're leeching him.
Yeah.
It's a corpse, right?
Right, but I mean, that's what it's policy. You do that to anyone who comes in. Starts putting leeches on the two of you.
We just had leeches. Yeah.
Oh,
we
great.
Just,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, as you can see, the Lord of Beeps here was stabbed in the arm. But it's like no blade I've seen. If you can get to the bottom of what he was stabbed with, it might help you solve the mystery.
And I'm so sorry. He was stabbed in the...
Art. Heart. Sorry.
Heart.
I'm from art. Across the river where we don't say our H's that pronounced.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Like, how are you?
No, yes, I'm born of a more nobler position, so I pronounce my H's.
And I never knew my true parents, but some say they're the most beautiful prince and princess in all the land.
Wait, your dad died in a cart accident.
I knew my adopted parents. I knew who they were. And my dad died in a car accident, and my mother is a washerwoman. But my true parents, the ones that birthed me, sir.
Yes, of course. And we'll solve that mystery one day. I promise you.
You said it was a special sword that killed the Lord of Beeps, right?
I'm not sure what it was. And the only person I know that ever hated the Lord of Beeps is the old witch in the woods, Celery Seed.
Mm.
You should go see her, and maybe quickly, because it's starting to get dark.
Oh, yes, Celery Seed. She's a witch who likes curses, and not the kind you're thinking, Scruff. Curses isn't, shit, fuck.
Sir!
You know, damn.
Your honor!
Egads,
no,
damn it.
Sir!
Yes, no. She
the
loves
The Lord
curses.
Of Beeps is barely even cold. Well, he's really hot.
Yeah, the leeches are really warm. Can we get some of these leeches off? I think
are these hot leeches? What's going on here?
These are hot leeches. These are suture leeches.
Yes, medicine. Being a doctor. Hot leeches. Get
out. I just saw you hold your head like you have a headache, doctor, and then pop two leeches in your mouth with some water.
I'm telling you, they're a cure-all. They're a cure-all.
That can't be right. Well,
here, take some to go in case you need some.
Oh, yes, just put them in the bottle.
We don't want to be rude. We'll take a bottle of leeches.
And sorry, can I get a prescription scroll just in case I'm stopped and searched?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In case the castle security catches that when I go through TSA.
Right. On your way.
Thank you so much. And you said Celery Seed was her name, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And just to cover payment, because, you know, we don't want to just, you know, leave you here. I'll go into the armor bag. Here is a blue shield, and here is a blue cross. That should cover everything.
Mm-hmm. We take that here. Thank goodness.
Wonderful. Do you want a hawk for dinner, or?
She closes the door behind them.
I guess not. She already had her sup.
Friday galloped quickly into the nearby woods as the sun fully set. The woods at night were an unsettling place. The occasional hoot of an owl was haunting, but a nice escape from the silence. It started to rain, but the canopy of trees were able to shield them from most of the water. They followed the light from a tiny cottage that was covered in wildlife. The door of the cottage swings open and they see an ancient-looking witch. Her hair is literally a bird's nest, and her cloak is made entirely of leaves.
Come in, come in! I've been expecting you!
Oh, did you do something with your hair?
You've noticed, thank you so much, Sir Stoutheart.
Looks covered in egg. Beautiful, what a sheen.
Yes, come in, come in, come in.
Eh? Usually those cums would be beeped, but...
The inside of the cottage was wall-to-wall shelves filled with oddities, potions, bones, small plants, crystals, and maps of the stars. The scent was thick with the smell that emanated from the cauldron in the middle of the room.
Can you fucking believe this? Terrible news about the Lord of Beeps, then.
Yes, that's why we're here. And can I ask, these maps of the stars, so this is like where King Arthur lives? You, like, give tours?
Yeah, I do.
Wow. One day, Scruff, we have to take that tour.
Some people say it's an invasion of privacy, and I say, then don't be famous, then.
I'd love to see where Gawain the Wise picks up his dry cleaning.
I can show you that, then.
We'd love to, but we don't have time. We're here on, I mean, not officially, like, sanctioned the king's business, but essentially the king's business.
Yes.
Right then. We'll solve my riddle first, then. What do you get if you cross a snowman with a witch?
Oh, this sounds like you have a child out there somewhere and you're looking for answers.
Help you find the child, well, we will.
Did you have a relationship with a snowman?
This is part riddle, part personal anecdote.
Of course.
That snowman witch lives with her father, then.
Okay, well, what do you get when you cross a snowman and a witch? So I'm guessing it's something to do with, like, a broom for improvement, or...
Frost tee-hee-hee or something along those lines.
Called it a carrot no...
Now, me personally, I've had many relations with snowmen, which you don't have to worry about when you're a young boy, because you can just kind of plug away. But when you're a witch and there's magic on the line, I mean, that snowman's coming to life most of the time.
Yes, of course. And I have been... The Harpies once lured me to Love Island, and I... Know for a fact that melt is a term, so the snowman could be a fucking melt, which I know that.
What do I read in my books here? What are they?
They didn't lure him. They pulled him for a chat.
Spells?
Mm-hmm.
Spells. You get... Okay, spell.
And then what does it have to be outside temperature-wise in order to make
a cold spell.
You've got it. All right, why are you here?
We are here to get answers for the fucking Lord of... Bleeps, dumbass, got stabbed.
Sir,
no shit.
You're losing your honor, Sir Stoneheart. Please.
I think in order to solve this case, we have to get into the mind of the Lord of Beeps.
I fucking understand that, then.
You know he was cursing up a storm in his head all the time.
He'd be beeping it though, of course, right?
Yes, of course.
Wait, hold on. So your theory is we have to get into his mind, and then we just assume what was going on in his mind?
Yes, that's how science works these days.
Okay, no, you're right. Yes, you're right.
Let me guess. Someone told you that I wasn't the biggest fan of the Lord of Beeps.
Yes, what was your quarrel with the Lord of Beeps?
Well, some of my curses require curses. Some of my favorite spells that I've never gotten to do have several swear words in them, so they weren't available to me. Like, watch this. I can do this now. Fucking turn them into fish. And now both of you are goldfish in this little bowl.
He's more like a goldfish. I'm like a kind of a pale yellow fish. Did the spell not work on me?
Spell's not perfect. Turn them back to people. Blah!
Like, am I shorter? Am I a little shorter? Am I just a little shorter? What the hell?
Megan,
I feel like I'm 5'4 now.
Not and gold, your goldfish
like
were.
Can't remember anything from the last 3 seconds.
Right, then I guess it did work. So that was my issue with the Lord of Beeps. But I'd never kill him. I don't like leaving my cottage for basically anything. It's really hard to find.
Yeah, but, you do have a little bit of a hoarder vibe. There's just like... lots of, like,
what?
Trash in here. Like, just
me?
There's cauldrons stacked on cauldrons stacked on cauldrons. Some of these cauldrons are cracked, and you're not going to fix them.
No, I'm going to use them. I'm going to fix them.
No.
Yeah, there's,
what if
like,
I
wild.
Need them?
There's wild animals in here that I don't think are, like, ingredients. I feel like they just are, like, cohabitants at this point.
Yeah, my roommate.
A bulk-sized jar of newt eyes? When are you going to use 5,000 newt eyes? Those are going to go bad.
Tonight!
No, come on. Celery salt, come on. Celery seed? Celery seed.
All right, well, you know, you've broken up the wrong witch, and I'll tell you where you could go.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please.
I'm pretty sure that maybe she would kill him. The Lady of the Pond. The two of them had a romance, you see.
Oh. Beep wow. And Pond, wow.
We just came from the Lord of Beep's corpse, and I gotta say, he's working with, well, let's just put it this way. Guy had a pretty big dick.
What is wrong with
that
you?
That just came should have been beeped.
What is wrong with you?
Well, to be fair,
respect for the Lord of Beeps.
I do. I give respect. That's the ultimate respect.
Scruff, calm down. To be fair, his penis did have 30 to 40 leeches on it, so we don't know which was.
That's true.
So we don't know what was leech weight and what was dick weight.
That's true.
Please leave, so I can use all these newt eyes.
You're not going to use them.
We know. Okay, you're eating them now, but as soon as we leave, you're going to spit
them
out.
Them. I can't you're not wait swallowing. To have bought them.
We can see you not swallowing them. Okay,
no,
let's go.
Get out of here.
Let's go.
Here we go. Up on Friday.
And maybe wait. Hey, for once it would be. I don't know. This is funny, kind of like a joke. What if I rode Friday, and you like you know walked next to Friday as a. No, you don't like that joke.
I walk next to Fridays at night, never walks. Plus, my armor is too heavy to walk. The minute I get off this horse and dismount, I'm useless in battle.
I know, I have to move your legs around just to get you into people's houses. It's the worst.
They make their way to a magical pond in the middle of the forest. Once they are close, it is easy to find because the pond emanates a turquoise silver glow.
Okay, this must be it. This definitely seems like a magical pond. Scruff, maybe skip a stone across?
Okay, I mean, I've never done it, but...
A stone, of course, being, I think, 16 pounds? Grab something that weighs 16 pounds and chuck it, yeet it at the pond.
Okay. Well, I'll reach into the armor bag. Is it okay if I get rid of some of the older armor that you've outgrown?
Yes, of course, unless you want it.
No, unfortunately, it's still too big for me. I wish I could grow into this armor. It'd be nice, but it... Into the pond, then. Let's see. Spalder and this pauldron and this...
Who dares disturb my rest?
Table for two. Scruff, watch this. Table for two.
Oh, no.
The pond water turns into a whirlpool, and a woman with long wavy hair and a crown made of moss and sapphires comes out from the center of the lake. Her iridescent white dress seems to change colors every couple seconds.
How dare you? Can you fucking believe it about the Lord of Beeps?
I
was
know.
So sad to hear
I
about his
know.
Death.
Does the dress have a setting? I'm pre-epileptic, so I can't look directly at the dress. It's triggering it. Please,
let's see.
Just a slower.
Yeah, just a battery
color.
Pack at the back. Hold on.
Yes,
you just
no.
It's like right where it's hard to reach. I got
you
it.
You should have taken your prepileptic H.
Yes, now it's all red now. It's just I'm not sure if that means that's like a changed battery or something.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right.
No, we can
see.
Hold. We can wait.
It's great. How about I just? I'm going to be back in 1 second. I'm
no,
going
to
change.
Do what
no,
you
yeah,
need
no,
to.
No, sure. Yeah, we
and
have.
She dives back under the water.
So, what's your favorite tree, Scruff?
That one, I guess. That one right there.
Yeah.
Who dares disturb? No.
Table for two. We went through this.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
Hello.
Can you fucking believe it? I'm so sad about
Lord of Beeps.
How's the dress? It's okay.
Yes.
You knew him intimately?
Well, let me give you a riddle first before I answer your questions. Give me food and I'll live, but give me water and I'll die. What am I?
It's a fire.
Overwatered plant.
Right, great. Okay, easy. Fire. What can I help you with?
So how much of his dick was meat and how much of his dick was leeches?
We heard tale that the Lord of Beeps took you to Pond Town. I mean, you took him to Pound. I mean, we heard that you had a connection with the Lord of Beeps, now deceased.
Enough with your insensitive language. I have been crying so much pond water. Oh. I would never kill him. Yes, our relationship ended because I could never leave this lake. But I loved
pond.
The Lord
pond.
Of
it's
Beeps.
It's a pond,
yeah.
sweetie. Sorry,
yeah,
sweetie.
Yeah,
it's a pond.
No, but it's like... Okay.
No.
Because I can never leave this pond.
It's 4x4.
Yeah. If you can, if I can see the end of it, it's a pond.
Yes, my sister is the Lady of the Lake, and yes, my older sister has the ocean. So maybe I'm not as impressive as them, but this is still pretty magic.
Your feet are in the pond, and the water is up to your ankle.
Stop! Mm-hmm.
It's a pond, sweetie.
My love just died. What are you doing?
No, of course. I'm sorry.
I loved him with my whole heart.
Speaking of hearts, do you know how the Lord of Beeps was killed?
I don't. But I must admit to a moment of weakness. Huh. The day following our breakup, a lowly castle guard came to see me and asked me the exact location of the Lord of Beeps. Out of spite, I showed him in the water exactly where he was. I didn't know he would kill him, and I fear I might be responsible for this.
No, it's not your fault.
I'm crying in my lake.
No.
I'm crying.
Oh, no. You could have never showed him to scale where he is. So even if you did show him on such a tiny pond, it was... I mean, he obviously had to have...
No. Hmm? I can really show you... What is going on?
It'd be like watching a football game on, like, a 20-inch TV. Like, it's not... It's just not the same experience,
It's hard
you know?
To follow. And can I admit to a moment of weakness as well? 2 weeks ago, Scruff brought me some fudge from his travels, and I said, nah, I'm not going to eat that. And then I woke up in the middle of the night, and I saw the fudge, and I said, well, I'll just have a little bite. I ate the whole fucking thing. The whole brick of fudge.
Enough!
She turns the water into a shimmering screen that shows the guard sound asleep, leaning against his staff at the top of the castle.
Is this like a CCT Creek, or is this accurate right now? Or?
Yes.
The resolution is
here
awful.
Here he is there now. This is exactly what he looks like. This is exactly what he's doing right now.
I doubt
now.
He's this blurry in person.
Yeah, this sucks.
I'm pretty sure he had something to do with this. I could be helping you solve it.
Okay.
Yes, no, we appreciate the help. We appreciate
can
the
you,
help.
I'm sorry, can you rewind the water?
Yes, hold on.
Okay.
Put my hand against the water.
Does the water, I'm tapping the water with my finger. Can I enhance the water? Enhance.
No, it
enhance.
Doesn't zoom in. This is the most zoomed in. Technically, my
in
vision
books.
Is from like 50 yards away. This is already zoomed in. You could zoom
you
out.
Need glasses. You know, that might be the problem is if you got glasses, would the water be clearer?
Yes.
We all need glasses. Let's face it. Here in medieval times, we all need glasses. I saw a manatee the other day, and I said, look, a mermaid.
I use them for reading, but you know what? Goodbye. The lady in the pond turned into an elaborate fountain and fell into the pond with a splash.
Oh, she fell so hard.
Yeah, she's... And I can see her just, like,
she's just
a couple of inches below the water. She's flat on her back.
She has one eye open. She's waiting to see if we leave. Are you okay?
You still there?
Maybe she's hurt.
She
maybe
twisted her ankle pretty bad.
It's no, best I'm maybe, fine.
It's best if we just leave because her pride is not going to let her seek medical attention until we go.
Oh, this is embarrassing. The water is replaying that moment where she just fell. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, it's as bad as I remember it. Oh. Again. Again. And she keeps playing it over and over again as they're walking away.
Well, we'll... Catch you on the flip side. Let's shuffle away here. Oh, how embarrassing. So, Scruff, let's go try and find that man. But before we do, why don't we set up a little tent? You set it up, and we'll take a quick break.
Okay, I mean, it's a quick break for you. It's going to take me like an hour to set up this tent.
Come on, man.
Are you even going to want it? Because I'll set it up. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, Adeline JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're
great.
Both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay, so I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical like this goo, digital like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace. Ooh. It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay! I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, everybody. This is JPC, and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going to
be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy, where you had to drive to an office, never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume. And they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adil is stuck in a full-body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears, and I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds, and it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life, and they are so good and smooth, and the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adil wanted was 8 hours of playtime, and now he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No. Remember, there's like noise isolation, and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, JPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adil is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyway, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adil.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team, and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes, he's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adam.
Sir Stoneheart, Scruff, and Friday made it to the castle walls right as the night turned from pitch black to light blue. The castle walls were intimidating and made of stone with ivy creeping up the side. A thick moat stood between Friday and the impenetrable walls. Purple and red flags on spires cracked in the wind. As they came upon the castle, a rooster in Ridhaven woke up and screamed into the sky, and the sun responded by peeking over the horizon. On top of the wall, they see the guard from the pond, much less blurry this time. The sleepy guard has spotty facial hair, and his helmet is simultaneously too big and too small for his head.
Whoa, did we just stay up all night together?
I think we pulled an all-nighter. Also, did that rooster that just crowed have the cockadoodle flu?
I hope not. That could be Oh, I see what you do. Yes, mm-hmm. I get it. Yes, okay. It is.
Oi, who goes there?
Oh!
It is I.
What? I must announce you.
Yes. Get the trumpet out. The trumpet!
Louder, please.
Oh, I dropped it. May I announce his honor, his virtue, his eternal vigil, Sir Stoneheart the Cool. And I, of course, am Scruff, Scruff the Squire. You may have heard of me.
Scruff, list my accomplishments.
Yes. He clogged a toilet at the Royal Applebee's that everyone in the restaurant said was unfixable. Then we had to go hunt down a dragon to pay to get enough money to go back to the Applebee's and pay for the toilet. But when we got back, the whole place had been condemned. So they had to tear down the whole thing. So we had to go hunt another dragon in order to build back the Applebee's or to pay for, to finance building it back. And by the time we got the whole thing built up again, this guy goes right into that same bathroom, clogs it again.
Aha!
Basically, eight dragons we had to kill that weekend. Eight dragons that weekend. And he did it all himself.
Maybe you've heard the song? There's a song making the rounds that tells that exact story, but it...
If you haven't, I can give you the abridged version. Poop, 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 poop. Poop, 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 and slay the dragon. Poop, 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 and slay the dragon. Sir Stoneheart, the very brave, he ruined the Applebee's bathroom 8 times in a weekend. 8 times in a weekend.
I just needed a first and last name, then.
I don't know his first name.
Can you two fucking believe this? The Lord of Beeps is dead and there's chaos in the kingdom.
No, that's why we're here. What is your name, Patchfaced Man?
Scruff?
I was never given a name.
Oh.
Would you like us to give you a name?
Well, let me give you a riddle first, and then after I give you the riddle, then maybe you two can give me a name.
Okay.
I am large as a castle, yet lighter than air. 100 men and their horses can't move me. What am I?
A bouncy castle?
No, but you're...
Have you ever tried to pick one of those things up? It is impossible.
They're unwieldy.
I am large as a castle, yet lighter than air. 100 men and their horses can't move me. What am I?
Large as a castle. Is it a cloud?
No. What am I standing on right now?
It looks like a pile of horse shit. Sorry about that.
No, it's a block of ice because I'm rather short. But it's... I'm standing on the castle.
Okay, standing on the castle.
And then okay.
Oh, it's the shadow of a castle.
You got it then. Now what's my new name?
Castle Shadow.
Oh.
I was going to say Shadow the Hedgehog.
I assume maybe the lady in the pond ratted on me.
Yes, unfortunately.
We saw the footage, and it's incriminating evidence.
It won't hold up
It won't hold up at a tribunal because it's so blurry, but for our purposes, yes, it was you.
It literally won't hold water.
Well, everything she told you is true, but I didn't hurt him. I went to go find him so I could ask him for a favor. You see, I wanted to quit my job, and I wanted to say fuck you to my boss on the day I quit. So I asked him to make an exception just the one time so I could... It could have the impact I wanted it to have, but he said no exceptions.
He would never, yes. He was true to his commitments.
He was a nice guy, and I don't hold a grudge. Old Castle Shadow, that's my name.
Yes, you wear it well. Can I ask, what was his state of mind when you asked him this favor? Did it seem like he was on the run? Did it seem like he was suspicious or concerned at all?
He seemed a little paranoid, but mostly he seemed horny. He'd just gone through a breakup, and he was a little torn out about it, and he wanted to have sex, I think.
You have to be pretty horny to mention it to a stranger who comes to you at work asking for a favor.
It was one of the first things he said.
You have to be pretty horny to pull the wool over my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if this would be helpful to you, but the rumbles I've heard around the castle are all about the court jester. He hated the old Lord of Beeps, he did.
He did.
He just arrived to work today. I'll let you in the wall so you can talk to him then.
Let us in the wall. We'll just take the door.
Yeah.
Oh, you sure?
No, thank you so much, though.
Right. Yeah, go ahead, put those bricks back. Yeah, put the chisel down. You don't need to. You don't need to take any walls apart or anything. The door's fine.
Boop, 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 boop. And then kill the dragon.
Oh, catchy song, eh?
The drawbridge lowered with a thud and they walked in the castle. Long red and purple tapestries lined the walls of the very cold and stoic great hall. Candles lit the halls, but not well. They followed the sound of a jester warming up.
Fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck.
I can't tell. Is the jester... Is it about to finish, or are we... Should we...
How can I help you?
Ew.
Oh,
you have the hardest features I've ever seen on a face.
I'm warming up for the day, and you're
all
in my space. Ha-ha!
What are you, 6'7"?
Jesus Christ.
Look at this Cousin Greg-looking motherfucker.
What?
I mean...
Me? Nevertheless! What can I help you with?
So, we want some questions answered, but of course, riddle solved.
Yes, hee ha ha! Lives in winter, dies in summer, and grows with its roots upward. What is it?
Lives in summer.
Lives in winter, dies in summer, and grows with its roots upward. What is it?
Yes, this would be like an icicle or something.
Ah, you've got it. Poke, poke, poke in the stomach. Poke,
ow,
poke,
ow,
poke.
Ow.
With icicles?
Ah, yes.
Pokes me in my butthole.
My eyes are red. The white part. The white part's red of my eyes. And the pupil. Can I help? Hello?
We've been up all night, but you look like you've been up for days.
I have.
You have some powder on your nose?
Oh, yes. Would you like some?
No, it looks like it's mostly in your nose. I don't ski, but thank you. Enjoy the slopes. Listen, Court Jester, do you have a name by chance?
Just the Court Jester, you see.
CJ, can we call you CJ?
Ooh, sure.
Would that be okay, CJ?
CJ, would that
be
okay?
But my family calls me Terrifying Red Eyes. Don't answer the door if you come to the door.
No, I wouldn't enter the door as well.
No, not at all. Court Jester, we... heard that you... Scarf, what did we hear? Something about the jester? I'm so thrown by his face and eyes.
We heard that you hated the Lord of Beeps, and we are investigating his murder.
Some sort of snitch, I guess. Well, I didn't love the Lord of Beeps, but I didn't stab him over it or anything. I whine about him sometimes because he was really holding my act back. I thought if I could swear in my act, it would really take it to the next level. Then I could tour it around the kingdom. Ha ha! It is a terrible coincidence, but I feel free to let loose while I'm performing now.
No offense, but I've seen your set. I don't necessarily know what swears would do for what your comedy. Like, is it like... What's with this fucking airplane food?
Yes, haha. You know, okay, when your eyes are fucking red and your fucking family won't let you through the door because of your red eyes? Isn't that shit?
I mean, I've mostly seen you do rabble work where you're like, is anyone here from fucking Ridhaven? And everyone's
That's
like,
an important
all
skill.
Of us.
That's an important skill. Ha ha,
hee hee. I guess so.
Talking to the rabble, sometimes making fun of one of the rabble, even though they're just sitting there trying to have a nice night out. And then you start to pick on them. Hee ha.
Sir Stonehart. Sir Stonehart.
Yes.
I heard that CJ did a drop in at the Chuckle Hut, did 45 minutes, no jokes.
Oh, no.
I knew a lot of good comics get bumped that night.
That is awful. I mean, I've seen him before where he'll like gesture towards some guy and be like, this guy has the plague, am I right?
Yes, yeah, but sometimes I do prolific storytelling, and that's what the 45 minutes was.
It
long
wasn't.
Form story. Everyone loved it.
He smoked like 2 packs of cigarettes. I think he talked a lot about his divorce. I'm not sure if that's long term storytelling.
Oh, you mean my freedom? Ha ha!
Yeah, this is the bit.
You're still wearing the ring. That's sad.
Oh, no, no.
You wearing a bunch of gold rings around your wrists and your ankles.
I never did the dishes. I never helped at home. I never did anything. I wouldn't let her be alone. And then she left me. Why? Why? Poke in the stomach.
We already answered one riddle. We're probably not going to do another one.
Yes.
All right.
Do you know who would have wanted the Lord of Beeps dead?
Aha, I do. The Lord of Beeps is hated most. Yes, it's hilarious. By the queen herself.
Oh, CJ's writing it down. He's going to use that in his act. You just got ripped off. This is like a Mencia. This is like a Carlos Mencia situation.
No, that's so funny. That's so funny. I wrote that. Everyone remembers it. Ha ha. Well, the queen herself hates Lord of Beeps most of all. She didn't like how popular and powerful he was. Like the guy in the Oscar control room. You should go see her in her throne room. Her day starts now. Ha ha, good luck.
Okay.
Oh, so Stoneheart, are you sure that you want to go in to see the queen? I mean, I know that you had a dalliance with the queen in your younger days, and I don't know if that was, you know, before she was a queen. That was just when she was...
Yes, when she was a princess.
A pre-queen.
And she was a pre-queen.
That?
Pre-queens can still get pregnant, which...
That's true. Actually, which you learned...
Actually, she did get pregnant, and that child was sent away. Sent away to a cart driver 2 kingdoms over. That cart driver.
We don't have time to think
died.
About it now.
Oh,
we
yes,
don't
of
have
course
time to
not.
Think about it now.
Of course not. Of course not.
But are you going to be okay? Is there history still?
There is history still. We correspond through letters talking about our son who's somewhere out there who, I guess, is squiring for some knight due to the rumors, but. Who knows?
I mean, it's lucky that you're teaching me to read. One day I'd hope to read some letters such as these.
Yes, of course, I'll show you. And can I just say, you look so much like me. Anyway, let's go into the queen's chambers. Knock, knock, knock.
The throne room is decadent and all the windows are colorful stained glass. It is much brighter than the rest of the castle. Purple carpet leads up to the queen. The queen has long red hair and a red dress that was mostly sleeves. Her golden crown looked like it was made of question marks and thorns.
Why, hello. Can you fucking believe that the Lord of Beeps is dead? Unfucking believable.
Hey, Kelsey. Good to see you.
Hey, Sir Stoneheart, I heard about your recent experience at the Olive Garden.
It was an Applebee's.
Okay.
Listen to the song again. I sent you a single.
Yeah,
a single lute player to play it for you.
Yeah, sounded a little embarrassing. I don't know why you'd want an ex to hear that story about you. Not solving any crimes or slaying any real dragons lately, huh?
I'm sorry. They said that toilet was uncloggable. And who clogged it?
Any press is good press, bad press. It's all press. I mean, just to get people talking. Sir Stonehart's name is out there. It's all good news for us.
Yes, I tell that to the guy in the dungeon who's the guy in the dungeon that doles out all the pain. What's that guy's name?
Torturer.
You know, the torturer. I tell that to the torturer. Anytime he puts like 500 pounds on a prisoner, I say any press is good press, and that makes him laugh sometimes.
Yeah, that makes him laugh. And that prisoner's dead. 500 pounds, that's too much. That's crushing weight.
That is crushing weight. Speaking of crushing weight...
No, Sir Stoneheart, please don't.
I'm not commenting
on her. I know she's your ex, but you have to take the high road, Sir Stoneheart.
Isn't it a crushing weight on all of our hearts that Lord of Beeps is dead, Kelsey?
Sorry, that was an absolute train wreck before me. The two of you talking like this, you have to answer my riddle first.
Oh, yes, that's right, that's right.
Yes, of course. Scruff.
Yes.
Her riddles, she would tell me riddles, like, you know, in bed and stuff. The answer is almost always air.
Mm.
Go ahead, Kelsey.
The acoustics are good in here, but sorry, I'm just finding my backup riddle for no reason at all. Oh, God. Flip through. Ah!
Going through a Rolodex of riddles.
Yes, a king, a queen, and two twins all lay in a large room. How are there no adults?
I don't want to hear about your family, Kelsey.
They miss you. None of my other boyfriends have made them laugh the way you do. Come on.
Stay strong.
A king, a queen, and two twins all lay in a room. How are there no adults in the room?
Air? There's no air? H-E-I-R?
I am this close to having my guard seize you and send you down to the torture room.
Don't forget you let your guard down. Remember you didn't show up to his birthday party?
We were at a wedding for one of your friends. That's so manipulative. I missed his party for something that mattered to you.
Still, you let your guard down, and that's why there's been so many assassination attempts on your life. Kelsey, that's why I couldn't stay with you. I couldn't keep beheading men racing into the room to try and stab you in the sleep.
I miss you.
The sleep! The answer's a mattress!
Yes, oh, they're all beds.
Are they air mattresses, though? Come on, Kelsey, are they air mattresses?
You know they are.
H-E-I-R mattresses.
My queen, you know they are.
They are, but that is besides the point.
The card's right there. I'm reading it. It says, air mattresses. Air mattresses.
Nice.
You remind me of someone, Scruff. Is it me? No, I think
it's me. It looks just like me.
Anyways.
They say I'm a natural mimic. I kind of take on the qualities of those who are around me. So that's probably what you're reading into it.
I assume you're here about the Lord of Beeps?
Yes.
Yes, we are, Kelsey.
Well, I didn't put you on any official royal business to solve this case.
No, but I am on a no-fly list, thanks to you. Can't mount a single dragon anymore.
Mm-hmm. And no flies, though, are allowed to bother you if you die. They can't stay near you if you smell really bad.
Which, can I just say, was great when I clogged the toilet at Applebee's. Not a single fly around. It was heaven.
Yes, the Lord of Beeps was very popular and had his own song by Arnie Parrott. Very impressive, very impressive. But I'm not intimidated by his power. And I liked the beeps sometimes. They help with comedic delivery. A beep is usually funnier than a swear. What do you think?
Give us an example, Kelsey.
Like, if someone, like, goes, oh, fuck you, after a character that's been talking for a while, it's funnier to have it be like, oh, beep you. You know, it's just funnier. It's rhythmically, I don't know.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. There is something in the timing and in the, yes, you're right. I agree.
I only know one comedian and it's the jester, so I feel like I don't have a great idea.
And you then you know zero comedians.
You don't know Dave Chappell?
I don't.
You know the priest?
Yes, he's a priest. He plays in small rooms. Very holier than thou. Yes.
Very wrong about some things.
Yes,
in a major way.
Yeah. A lot of people say he fell off big time in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I'd say
maybe
fuck
20.
That guy. Yeah. Well,
that's the thing. You could say, like, you could use the bleeps in a way to say, like, that guy bleeping bleeps, and then you don't have to even think about what you want to say because you know it's going to be covered by a bleep.
Yes, there's also Bill Kerr, the bald dog, who, I don't know, he has some funny insights.
Yes,
Amy Shoemaker.
Yes.
Who else?
Anthony Leatherneck.
Alleyway Wong.
Yes, there's Todd Cherry, the orchard master, who's just very droll and dry. Who else?
It looks like Casey has said Dane Cook.
Really want to sit in that one, huh, Casey? Dane Cook?
The
great really proud of
Dane
that one?
Cook. Who? There's Richard Squire.
All right, sorry, that feels like you're trying to buy time.
Casey is my fairy, who I usually keep locked away in this little jar. I poked holes
in
it.
Shake the jar.
What have you concluded? You've been gallivanting around this entire kingdom all day trying to figure out who killed the Lord of Beeps. Well, how was he murdered? Nobody knows. Who murdered him? Have you figured it out? No, probably not. I miss you so much.
Kelsey, I miss you so much. I dream of you night and day. I changed my entire armor to Mother of Pearl to honor you because I know Mother of Pearl is your favorite.
Aw, are you still killing birds out of the sky with your teeth?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Anyways, the murder. Has it been solved?
The murder.
No, I mean, we've hit quite a wall.
Because the person outside said come through the walls and we said that we'd take the door.
Why don't you walk through all of the suspects and all of their motives, and then maybe you can suss it out from there?
Well, not all of them could afford motives. Castles have motives, of course, with alligators or crocodiles. So we saw the
Richard
doctor.
Priory. I'm done.
Oh, I said Richard Squire.
Okay.
There could be two.
Yes, sure.
Let's see. So we saw the doctor. Mm-hmm. Whose motive,
who
I guess,
wanted
would be
to give
business?
Us leeches, but we said no, thank you.
We said no. Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman. Amen to that, yes.
Get some more women in there. Let's see. We saw the Lady of the Pond.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Before that, we saw the Witch of the Wood.
Yes, the Witch of the Wood, Celery Seed, mm-hmm. Lady of the Pond.
And what was her motive?
Which one?
Celery Seed.
Celery Seed wanted to use curses in her curses.
Cool, mm-hmm, clever. Mm-hmm. Lady of the Pond, what did...
Lady of the Pond was, I guess, a scorned lover. I think they'd recently broken up.
And who was next?
Shadow Castle, Castle Shadow, who was a guard on a block of ice. Couldn't really get a good gauge on him.
He's a real nutball. he tried to open up a wall. Just a wild character.
And then who else?
Fairy Seinfeld.
Fairy Seinfeld. Yes, I guess that worked. Fairy Seinfeld. Sure.
Sorry, what, Kelsey, what did you say?
Solve the murder.
Okay. Hmm. I mean, honestly, if I had, spear to my heart, I would say the court jester. I think CJ, I think he's killed before. I think he's killing right now. I think he'll kill again.
All right, well, let's think about it then. But wasn't the Lord of Beeps stabbed by something that you couldn't... They had no idea what it could have possibly been. There was no weapon found around the body.
Yes, that's right. It could have been CJ's face. That guy's face
it could
is
have
all
been,
angles.
It could have been a melted sword. You know, someone stabs him and the sword melts. Yes.
Icicle, wait.
It could have,
whose
ice?
Riddle was Icicle? Shit. It was, what grows upside down winters? That was the court jester. Right?
Ha ha! Woohoo! You talk a little bit too much, huh? You two? I'm gonna take my icicle sword out of my pocket.
An icicle sword!
Yes, I did it! Aha! Woohoo! You sussed it out! It's hilarious! Let me write it down.
What? No, don't write it down. It's not.
Woohoo! That's not how you spell either of them.
Roseanne Barron?
Louis Blacksmith.
Yes. Eddie Wizard.
Oh, that's the best one. Ha, 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 hee, hoo, ha, ha. Well.
Did we say David Troll yet?
I'll kill you next if you don't fight
Michelle
me.
Michelle Wolf, that just works as is.
Yeah, that just works. That's good as it is.
I'll kill you now. And I'm running at you with an icicle.
Alligator Wong.
Oh, you've been stabbed.
Oh, no. My mother of pearls saved me. Quick, Scruff, make me smile.
I love you. Dad.
My son. Smile real big. Light catches through the window. My teeth. Light bounces off my teeth and hits CJ right in the eyes.
Oh, I'm dead.
Thought you were going to use it to melt the icicle.
He's writing that down.
I didn't write that down. Well done to the two of you, and you found out about that you are our son, and I'm very proud of that, Scruff. But
Colin Joust?
What we really need, I think, is the Lord of Beeps back, so this can end.
Yeah, all right, I'm coming in. I'm Celery Seed, and bring in the body then here.
Oh, Celery Seed.
Yes, and I'm going to bring back the Lord of Beeps to life so we can have our...
You're going to resurrect him?
Yes, ready? Fucking Lord of Beeps is up, and I'm going to fill his cup, and he is getting awfully great. And he is the best of it. I will not give a shit a you, but
this goes on for 20 minutes. And bah!
Oh, it is I, the Lord of Beeps.
He's alive.
Look at that dick.
Wow. It wasn't just the leech blood.
I'm fucking a lot. Oh, sorry, seems I'm a bit out of fucking sync. It might take a while to catch up.
No, Lord of Beeps, it's okay. Take your time.
His beeps are not matching up with the swears.
Okay, let me try again. Shit.
No, it's not. You're not quite there.
Not quite there.
Okay.
I mean, they're overlapping, which is good, but I think you just have to make the beep louder, perhaps, or talk softer.
Egads.
No. Wow.
Not yet.
No, you
not quite.
Not no, I quite.
Think that's,
yeah.
I think that was a test. Is it midnight? That might have been a test.
Gentlemen, thank you so for bringing me back to life.
You're welcome. To help us as repayment for bringing you back to life. Can you think of any of the like big stand-ups that we're missing?
Yeah.
Well, this is indeed why I truly upset the jester. As I told him, my favorite comedian was Jester Seinfeld. And he was like, you know, that's a bit of a stretch. And I said, come on.
We've done a lot already.
I said, there.
I have a good one. Pete, son of David. It's Pete Davidson.
No, we got it. No, we got it.
I really wanted to say that wasn't good, but that
Jupiter,
was fucking
Jupiter,
good.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Fuck you.
I feel like Colin Joust should have got a bigger pop.
Fuck.
So the Lord of Beeps is alive. That's what we're taking from there. He's back.
He's back! Fuck you, Jupiter! Goodbye!
Scruff, get us to an Applebee's!
Oh, the Lord of Beeps is a noble man, keeping order from chaos throughout the land. With the guiding light of his gentle hand, keeps the worst of us at bay. He knows of the demons we keep therein, and he purges the words that are worse than sins. And we wrote this chorus to honor him, full of words that we can't say. So we'll toast his in the church with a... and a tentacle, so they're men and they're in the leftist communist. So we'll fuck drunk cock and slap my snatch with a hairy rock. And I'll fuck. I mean, what the fuck? What? I mean, fuck. I can fucking swear. Oh, mother of God, piss on the cross. What the fuck is
Sarah Silvermaker?
Sarah Silversmith. Sarah Silver.
All I could think about was Zach Galifianapkin, and I was like, that's literally not even anything. That's not what the game
Zach
is.
End the episode on Zach Galifianapkin. Hey there, Marks and Rex. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. The Clue Crew gives you some of our best recommendations. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. Plus, you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.